good morning and welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. It's Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021, 9.06 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Coming up this morning, we'll be talking about the latest from Blanding City Council. We'll also have a look at a large-scale solar project in Montezuma County. We'll look at the National Day, job fair, local and regional sports. But we start this morning, we've got a special guest. After a season of construction, Utah State University Blanding is ready to bless and celebrate the completion of their new Hogan on a week from today, Tuesday, November 30th. Joining us this morning to discuss the new Hogan is USU Blanding Associate Vice President Christian Olson. Good morning, Christian.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Super happy to be here.
Yeah, it's always nice to have folks in studio. It's always good. Of course, we can let them on the phone, but it's nice to have you here as well. Many of our listeners will be aware and know that a Hogan is a holy structure for the Diné people, but can you tell us a little bit more about what a Hogan is and why there's going to be one on the USU Blanding campus?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. Good question. It's, Hogans are a traditional living structure, and there's actually two types of Hogans, a male Hogan and a female Hogan, and they serve different purposes. Now, it doesn't mean that they're restricted to males or females. In the female Hogan was the home for many folks, and that's where living and all of the activities took place, in the home along with celebrations and ceremonies to be able to embrace all of the things about the Navajo culture and the things that they believe in and the way that they think about and view life, and it's really a fantastic structure, and we're really happy to have one on our campus.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about what this structure, so again, it's traditionally, it's not only, ceremonial, but it's a living quarter, so I don't think students will be living in them, but tell us about, why it is that USU added one to the campus.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind living in it. It's absolutely gorgeous inside, and it you walk in and the smell of the cedar trees. We harvested all the cedar trees here locally off Cedar Mesa, and they are just absolutely gorgeous pieces of timber. And so if you get a chance, just come on down, and you can just right now you can just wander in and take a look. So I grew up in the area, and then I left for about 25 years, and then life was lucky for me and led me back to the area. And one of the first things when I got on campus was several people came and said, "Hey, we need a Hogan on campus," and it wasn't even something in my worldview, right? Thinking about that, and they continued to talk to me about it over a couple of years and finally helped me understand the significance of it and the importance of it. And so we got that green lit earlier this year to move forward and build that. And the reason why, so our campus is roughly 68% Native American, and with most folks coming from the Four Corners region, and well over 90% of our Native students are Navajo, and we have a lot of students that live in our residence halls, and many of the students were performing some ceremonies and prayers and in their residence hall room. And what we wanted to do was be able to provide a space for them that was far more comfortable, felt far more like home, to be able to perform those ceremonies, have a place for meditation, a quiet place to really sit on campus and really connect with what I think are the important things in life. And so we also understand that, in the Four Corners region, this is, Native Americans have been here for thousands of years, right? Thousands of years from the Pueblo people and the folks that were here before them, and the Navajo people and Ute people that came in a little bit later. But to be able to honor that history as well, and to be able to respect that history and say, you know what, this is who we are, and this is the culture that is in the area, and we want to share in that culture and embrace that culture as an institution and recognize the importance of that as well. So it was just something that all the folks in the university were really excited about.
Yeah, well, that is exciting. Tell us a bit about, too, process of getting the Hogan built on campus. Were there special requisites to make sure it was built in the proper way? How did that happen?
Yeah, that's been a learning experience for me. Like, I've learned a lot through this whole process. We had a fellow recommended to us named Benedict Daniels and his wife Rena, and they're down from Monument Valley, and he's built several Hogans in the Four Corners region, quite a few down in Monument Valley. And so I got introduced to him and went down and toured a couple of the Hogans that he had built down with him in Monument Valley. And again, just phenomenally beautiful structures. He and his wife are just really artists. I think that's the best way to describe them, is they do create a work of art. And so really worked with him through the process to be able to figure out how to build it, how to go about it. He brings all the requisite knowledge and experience. We have involved a medicine man along the way as well. He gave a good blessing at the beginning to really bless the construction of it, that all would go well. That seems to have worked out well, because all has gone well. And then next week, Tuesday, we'll have kind of two parts to the day. In the morning at 8 o'clock, the medicine man, his name's Andre Haycock, he's from down to Monument Valley, and he'll give a blessing to bless the Hogan for the purposes that it's to be used for ceremonies and places of meditation and places of peace and quiet. And then we'll have a celebration just following that afterwards, where we'll have some singing and dancing and some speakers as well.
Well, awesome. That sounds like quite the event. Again, that's next Tuesday starting at 8.
Yes. Yeah. And anybody's invited to come by. 8 o'clock, Andre will start the blessing, and that will be located inside the Hogan. There's going to be limited space in the Hogan, but I would encourage people to come by if there's a seat, sit in. If not, you'll be able to hear from the outside. And then following that, 11 o'clock, we'll have lunch and singers and dancers in the Arts and Events Center and some speakers. The vice president of the institution will be coming down, Larry Smith. The vice president of the Navajo Nation, VP Lizer, will be coming. Miss Navajo Nation, she'll be coming as well. So we have quite a few dignitaries and presenters. And then our keynote speaker is Don Mose Sr. From Monument Valley. For those that know Don, he's just a fountain of wisdom and knowledge. And I am so excited to sit and listen to him for 20 to 30 minutes, really talk about Hogans, the importance, the cultural significance, the underlying spiritual significance of the structure, and how he connects that with education and life. I think he'll just give a master class.
Well, that's great. That sounds, again, like a great event. That'll be next Tuesday. Okay, so end of the fall semester is approaching. Is there anything else going on at USU Blanding that you'd like to highlight before we let you go?
Oh, my gosh. I just got to wish our students the best of luck. Finals are coming up here in just a couple of weeks, and I get anxious for them because it takes me back to my college days when it was right around this time and just the stress was mounting, right? So it's Native American Heritage Month, and We're going to really not a lot's going on this week due to Thanksgiving and the celebration of Thanksgiving. And next week is the celebration of the Hogan. And then we are going to really get into finals for the students, start buckling down, and a lot of tutoring, a lot of studying, a lot of late night sessions for the students, and just supporting them through that. And then have the holiday break, the Christmas break, and then be back in January. So every time this year, you just start feeling the anxiety on the campus, and students starting to really buckle down and try to get in that last minute studying before those finals hit.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a perfect time. You know, Hogan, a place of peace and meditation and learning. It sounds like you're opening it just in time, right ahead of finals.
Yeah, it's going to be a great thing for the students. They're really excited about it. It is going to be available to the public as well. So if there's folks that want to be able to utilize it for their own personal ceremonies, or, for example, a traditional wedding or those kind of things, folks can come in and talk to us, and we can get them set up in there as well. And so I think it'll be a really nice structure for the community and for the campus and for the students. And again, it's just, I would encourage you to walk by even today and peek in. They're doing a little bit of a cleanups around the Hogan today, but it is just one of those places where you walk in and you're like, oh yeah, this just feels peaceful inside. Yeah. There's a lot of structures around the world and around Utah where that's the case. You walk in and it just, there's a sense of peace about it and something greater. And that's how I feel every time I walk in, after I get over the awe of the gorgeous interior. It doesn't look like much on the outside, but you walk inside and you're like, oh my goodness, this is really gorgeous.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and you mentioned off air before we started that you think it's maybe the largest Hogan in San Juan County.
Yeah, that's what Benedict said. Benedict had built one on his property that I had been in, and that was a large Hogan, and I thought his was the largest. And then he said, you know what, this one is about a foot bigger. And I was like, oh, thanks for giving us first place, Benedict. I might have not done that. If I was in your shoes, I might have made it the same size or slightly smaller to keep the title. But we do have a lot of students that will be able to utilize it, and we built it as large as we could with the resources that we had, and making sure that we also, even though it's a traditional structure, we have to abide by a lot of compliance rules with the state of Utah. And we worked with Jones and DeMille here in Monticello to help us out, make sure that we're hitting all of those right compliance rules with the state. And so we've had just a lot of people that have really come together to help work on this. A lot of people on campus, like I mentioned, Jones and DeMille, Trihurst has been really involved, and then Benedict and his wife Rena are really the folks that have done the backbreaking labor and had the vision and the artistry and pulled it all together. They're really I feel like they're almost magicians in this, the way that it's designed and put together. It really is beautiful.
Well, that's great. And again, people can walk by and check it out, and definitely attend or be a part of that celebration. It's happening next week, Tuesday, November 30th, starting at 8 a.m., the ceremony celebration to follow. That's USU Blanding Associate Vice President Christian Olson. Again, the new Hogan to be blessed and celebrated next week. Christian, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, I love it. And your studio is fantastic. It's the first time I've been in here. And this is, you guys are such a compliment to the local area here. And thanks for all of you that you do for Monticello and Blanding and San Juan County. And it's just appreciated.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that as well. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.
Britt Barton and his team at Primary Residential Mortgage want to thank their clients for making this their best year ever. Historically low interest rates make now the perfect time to call PRMI to purchase a home or refinance your mortgage. Their awesome staff, licensed in Utah and Colorado, has over 25 years of experience in the local mortgage industry and world-class customer service. Call or come into one of their local branches in Moab and Blanding. You can even apply online at sitwithbrit.com. Call today, 435-678-3535, and they can help you with all your home loan needs. Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated is an equal housing lender. NMLS 3094.
Through November, there are plenty of red-hot buys at your local Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Save on all your favorite brands and save even more when you use your Ace Rewards card, including $50 off a Craftsman 300-piece mechanics tool set, $60 off a Milwaukee Red Lithium Compact Drill and Impact Driver Combo Kit, or $30 off a Black & Decker Cordless Stick Vacuum. Brilliant buys to brighten up your holidays with lights, wreaths, inflatables, decor, and trees. These are just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through November at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware, 525 North Broadway in Cortez, or visit acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mad Bros Power Sports and the Paint Center, located at 2471 South Highway 191 in Moab, want to wish the region a warm and heartfelt best wishes for this holiday season. Mad Bros Power Sports, with the parts and repair for motorcycles or side-by-sides, is your place to turn for your toys. The Paint Center is ready with paint and materials to spruce up the holidays. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Here's wishing all Red Rock listeners a happy holidays from all the staff at Anasazi Realty. Christy Whipple, Sue Dalton, Gail Wells, Nicole Day, Tyson Day, Scott Hayer, Jimmy Johnson, Anna Fabian, Aaron Davies, and Randy Day. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021, 9:24 a.m. Glad that you joined us for another edition of the morning show. Joining me now in studio is San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. That was a great interview.
That was fun. Yeah, it was really good to talk to Christian Olson of USU Blanding and talk about that new Hogan there.
Yeah. So on Thursday, after you finish your Thanksgiving meal, if you're wandering around, you ought to go by and take a look. I've sensed that. You go into a beautiful new Hogan, and there is just a sense of peace. And anyway, I'm anxious to take a look at the largest Hogan in San Juan County.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be nice. Yeah, and like you say, there's lots of good walking trails over there by USU Blanding as well. So yeah, it's a good place. To
Nations of the Four Corners, yeah. Cultural Center, and then go see the new Hogan on the campus. It's right where the Gibbons House used to be.
Yeah, so that'll be great. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. We've got other local news items to chat with you about, including out of Montezuma County, where they have a large-scale solar project that's being proposed. Project would cover 1,100 acres with tri-strated green to buy power from Jui Inc. This report coming from the Cortez Journal. You can check it out at the-journal.com. It's a 140-megawatt solar energy project. It would be the largest in southwest Colorado. Boulder-based Jui Inc. is the one who spoke with the Montezuma County Commission and talked about the plans for the 1,100-acre, 3.5 miles west of Areola in the Goodman Point area. Coyote Gulch solar facility would upload directly onto tri-state generation and transmission power lines and feed into the regional grid. The electricity generated would be enough to power 48,000 typical Colorado households. So an application is expected to be submitted in 2022, and Tri-State has agreed to sign a contract with GEWE to purchase all power generated by Coyote Gulch Solar Project for a minimum of 15 years. So seeing more energy projects in the area. Again, this big project there in Montezuma County proposed, and we'll continue to follow that. There's a couple of other solar projects in southwest Colorado. Of course, lots of other industry moving parts as well. There's going to be some more logging there near Dolores that I know that people have expressed some concerns about in Dolores, but lots of different energy jobs being created in the area.
Yeah, I know solar projects across the northern Navajo Nation are in process too. So
yeah, there's one in Red Mesa that that's coming along. So
big one in Kayenta, I know.
Yeah, there's one in Kayenta and out there in Cameron as well that they've completed. But yeah, the one of the newer projects from NTUA would be in the Red Mesa area. So not exactly sure where in the Red Mesa area, whether that'll fall on the Utah or Arizona side, but it's going to be in Red Mesa Chapter House area. So,
which straddles the border, basically.
Yeah, so. Yep. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7, taking a look at some other local news in the area. The Blanding City Council recently met, and as part of that meeting had a couple of items of discussion. Of course, they continued chatting about the plans for county redistricting. They submitted letters to the county commission, and county commission story on that is coming out in tomorrow's edition of the San Juan Record. You'll be able to read about the latest with San Juan County regarding redistricting. But a lot of what Blanding City Council was meeting about last week was trying to figure out how to fit six capital projects within the Recreation Department's budget. City staff is estimating that addressing the six projects would cost just shy of $1 million. While no official vote was taken, council indicated that the town should move forward on the $86,000 budgeted for the Central Park Pavilion and dirt replacement at the Centennial Ball Fields. Though the council did not list the Recreation Master Plan in their top priorities, the $50,000 project is also likely to go through, as the 10-year plan will make the city eligible for grants in the future. The prioritization still leaves the city planning how to address three big-ticket upgrades needed at the Wellness Center. Mayor Joe Lyman gave a metaphor for the issue. He said, "It's kind of like you have your home budget, but you just got an $80,000 doctor bill. Your budget just blew up, and you better take a look at the whole thing collectively and make different choices. That's where we are, and it is frustrating." The council discussion revolved around those six projects, including, as mentioned, the new Recreation Master Plan, as well as fire suppression and indoor shower installation at the Wellness Center, a shade structure at Centennial Park, and the new pavilion and dirt replacement. While the city budget process had already planned for some of those needs, unexpected increases in project costs and unforeseen liabilities at the Wellness Center gave City Manager David Johnson pause on what to prioritize. He noted that costs have gone up and that's out of their hands. He said COVID was out of staff hands and these issues that have come up with the Wellness Center were also out of left field. So the Wellness Center issues have been discovered in the past year. A recent inspection by the city insurance revealed that liabilities exist in connection to the showering options in the Wellness Center. While the Wellness Center has two outdoor showers, state code requires shower heads in each changing area. The exact number of showers required was not known at the meeting, and a very rough estimate from the staff guessed the upgrade would cost $200,000. Of course, there's also the need for a fire suppression system for the city to host more than 299 people in the Wellness Center. Price estimates to install the sprinkler system range from $300,000 to $400,000. Also, the Centennial Park shade structure has seen costs go up with supply chain issues, and the latest estimate the city received was $182,000. So, city, again, kind of in a tough place. discussing you know, how they prioritize those three big ticket items. And again, two of them at the Wellness Center were they weren't really aware of until recently, you know, and told about liabilities. And so anyways, Blanding City Council, not envious of them. They've got to figure out which of those three projects, how they prioritize them and how they get paid for. So that's something that Blanding City Council's working hard on.
I think Mayor Lyman's metaphor is apt. It's how what happens in, around kitchen tables in families all the time. And local governments have to sit around the table and figure that out. Unfortunately, federal governments can, well, we'll just go into debt another $1 trillion. And anyway, these are difficult decisions to make, but I'm glad they're making them because they're keeping budgets in balance and trying to figure out how to do it the right way, which is you pay for it as you go rather than.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, they of course have accumulated quite amount of savings that they could dip into, but if they did that, that would almost completely deplete some of their, you know, savings earmarked in certain areas. So they're trying to avoid that, you know, trying to figure out how to make these changes. It's a difficult process and one that we don't envy, but you know, it's an issue.
I've been impressed with the City of Blanding. 25 years now I've been covering local governments, and City of Blanding is an organization that plans ahead, identifies projects on a 10-year schedule, you know, in cases, and starts working toward that. And so there's always going to be some unexpected things, but...
Yeah, well, I'm sure Mayor Lyman is happy that his term is coming to an end this December. He's been working hard on that issue, but I'm sure
as a councilman and a mayor, he's been involved in city government for decades.
Yeah, yep. Well, again, you mentioned planning ahead too. Lots of other city project plans underway. Of course, Monticello City purchasing additional water rights and then getting some infrastructure in place to hold more water for the city. Plenty of other examples of plans going on as well. Of course, the big discussion in Grand County and Moab is management of the Mill Creek area, in that popular recreation area. And so anyways, there's always challenges in local government, and we definitely cover them, let you know what's going on. But again, yeah, we don't necessarily envy those in charge of making those decisions, but it's important
they're there.
And it's important for people to know what local government is doing and have your voice heard and say, hey, I approve of that, or hey, I'd rather you do it differently. Anyways, that's all part of local governance. And that's part of what we do here on the Red Rock Morning Show and at the San Juan Record, let people know what's going on locally. We're going to do some more of that after this break. We'll be right back here on Red Rock 92.
When you go to school at USU Blanding, you get all the benefits of a major research institution, plus the closeness and lower tuition of a smaller college near the Four Corners. There are plenty of degrees and programs, and best of all, three world-renowned words on your degree when you graduate from Utah State University. Visit blanding.usu.edu to learn more and apply.
A Fiesta Mexicana salute to all in the Red Rock region, wishing everyone happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, Feliz Navidad, and Feliz Año 2022. Come to Fiesta Mexicana for holiday specials and a place to celebrate. Festive atmosphere and the best Mexican food and margaritas in town. Fiesta Mexicana in Moab.
The holidays are just around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, wants to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and say thank you to all the region. Walker Drug reminds you of all the cards and gifts available for the seasons to come and encourages you to shop early for those hard-to-find items. Walker Drug has an everyday special of milk for $1.99 a gallon and an 18-pack of eggs for only $1.99. A big thank you from Walker Drug, Moab's everything store.
It's the changing of the seasons, and now is the time to turn up the heat. Moab Heat and Cool reminds you that Bryant, whatever it takes, is more than a slogan. Bryant, whatever it takes, means the best service for your home. Moab Heat and Cool is your professional dealer for the changing of the seasons. Turn up the thermometer and check your filters. Call today for service on your heating and cooling system and plumbing needs. Moab Heat and Cool and Bryant, whatever it takes, is ready for your call this fall. Moab Heat and Cool is also looking for service personnel. Apply today.
Crumpreese Ford of Moab is a part of Classic Hits Red Rock Radio. Crumpreese Motors is a small-town dealer with big benefits for all in the Four Corners region. Quality new and pre-owned cars, special incentives on new cars, big selection of financing options, and a service department second to none. Come by 481 South Main in Moab or go to CrumpreeseMoabFord.com. Crumpreese, worth the drive.
Good morning and welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. This Tuesday morning, it's 9:37 a.m. on this November 23rd. Bill, it's November 23rd.
Yes, which is Thanksgiving week. We're all excited about Thanksgiving, but it is also something else. It's Fibonacci Day. Fibonacci was an Italian mathematician who discovered the Fibonacci pattern. Which is, it continues to influence math and technology today. The pattern is made up of numbers that sum the previous two numbers before them. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34. Anyway, but this pattern is replicated in nature all over the place, and it's used in computing, stock trading, architecture, design. Anyway, it's pretty cool. Nature is full of the Fibonacci patterns, from DNA to hurricanes, leading some to dub the sequence as nature's secret code. So, for some reason today, it's 11:23, which isn't in a Fibonacci pattern, but anyway, today is Fibonacci Day, so that's kind of cool.
That's interesting. I think I need Christian to send over Shane Brewer to help me understand that one.
Oh, I think there are a lot of people who are pretty excited about, well, they are now because they probably didn't realize it, but this Fibonacci was born in 1170, soon after Arabic numerals were introduced. You know, I had Roman numerals before, and it's really hard to add VIIX, but yeah. With Roman numerals, it opened up the whole world of complex calculations, and he discovered this pattern, and anyway, they talk about it in the Da Vinci Code, which should be named the Fibonacci Code.
Yeah, wow. Well, there you go. We'll have to talk to Dan Brown. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. Again, Tuesday, November 23rd. Glad that you've joined us this morning. We're going to send you to the on-air job fair, then we'll be back with the local and regional sports reports.
Listen for the Red Rock On-Air Job Fair each weekday morning at 9 o'clock on the Red Rock Morning Show. Rebroadcast during the 12, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours. TSA is hiring transportation security officers at Canyonlands Field Airport. These part-time positions include a $1,000 sign-on bonus, excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and more. And no previous security experience is required. Learn more at TSA's recruiting event on Wednesday, December 8th at the Moab Workforce Development Office, from 9 to 11 a.m. Text SLC to 95495 for details. That's SLC to 95495. Some conditions apply.
This job fair announcement goes out to all mechanics in the Four Corners. Crump Reese of Moab is looking to hire service techs from entry level to advanced level. Great wages, full benefits, and training is available for the right people. Crump Reese is also growing onto a new location and is looking for people in sales and administration. Crump Reese Ford in Moab, more than just a job.
The Grand County School District is continuing its search for numerous employee positions. The district is still looking for additional substitute teachers for after-school programs, and there are immediate openings for bus drivers and kitchen lunch aides. Come be part of the services that serve our children. Contact Grand County School District, 264 South 400 East in Moab today.
Come work with the best tire and automotive repair shop in Moab, Point S Tire and Repair. Point S is looking for a friendly front desk and service rider. Point S is also looking for a mechanic who knows their stuff. If you are alive, Point S needs you. Come to work with a family-owned business. Point S Tire and Repair of Moab.
Village Market of Moab, your small-town family-owned grocery store, is looking to hire deli and bakery chefs who enjoy preparing good, healthy food. There's also openings for cashiers and stocking clerks to keep the store looking fresh and straightened out. Come work for a great little market, recently remodeled, clean, and friendly. Village Market of Moab, next to the brewery. Listen every day to the On Air Job Fair on Red Rock 92. Get the visibility you need to find the help you need. The On Air Job Fair runs 5 times a day and is an ongoing service of Red Rock Classic Hits. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Antica Forma, Moab's premier Italian restaurant and pizza emporium, is welcoming fall. Come on in and enjoy the harvest of fresh ingredients for your hand-tossed, wood-fired pizza. Antica Forma has a new menu for the fall season. Seek out their homemade bakery specials and be sure to try the pizza porchetta in Principessa. Antica Forma, the best to you in Moab.
Ute Mountain Casino is open 24 hours a day.
Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is back, now open to welcome back all of our legendary players and guests. Ute Mountain Casino Hotel underwent several improvements to enhance the guest experience and to keep everyone safe, including becoming a non-smoking facility. At Ute Mountain Casino Hotel, your safety is our number one priority. Now open and ready for you to play and stay safe at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel, the home of legendary winners and mountains of fun is back.
Fall means the return of football and cold and flu season. Taking care of your family's health now is more important than ever. San Juan Health reminds you to get your flu shot starting October 1st at their clinics in Monticello and Blanding. Clinic hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. San Juan Health is proud to sponsor broadcasts of high school sports on Red Rock 92. San Juan Health, protecting your family since 1947.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our 4 branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth. Go teams!
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. Our first high school hoops broadcast of the season is tonight when the San Juan boys welcome the rival Grand County Red Devils to Blanding. Tip is set for 7 p.m. Pregame will get underway at 6:30. Also tonight, the San Juan girls will play the Lady Red Devils in Moab, and the Green River boys and girls are both in Tabiona. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning and welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. It's Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021, 9:45 a.m. Glad you've joined us this morning. Let's take a look at the regional sports report, professional and collegiate teams in the Four Corners states. And last night in action, the Colorado Avalanche were on the ice hosting Ottawa, and the Avalanche getting the 7-5 win. High-scoring game there in hockey. And again, Colorado getting the win. In the NBA last night, the Phoenix Suns were in San Antonio. They got the win 115-111. Devin Booker with 23 points for the Suns. And the Utah Jazz hosted the Memphis Grizzlies, but the Grizzlies weren't great hosts or great guests. They won 119-118 over the Jazz. Bojan Bogdanovic with 24 points leading the way for Utah. Tonight, the Denver Nuggets are in Portland taking on the Trailblazers. Tip-off set at 8 p.m. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you've joined us, and we look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.